The unfolding of the Word of God gives light and understanding to the simple. Join us as we listen to the Word of God from God's servant. Be blessed.
Just wave your hand wherever you are. Give Him all the glory. Celebrate His goodness. You do not lie, you do not fail. He is the same yesterday. He is the same today. And He is the same forever. Mighty God in battle, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bless your name. Lord, we celebrate you. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God.
You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
Father, we pray.
strong tower. Your name is a strong tower. Do you belong on the power? Whenever we call upon you, hey, you make a way. You did it before. You are doing it now. Again and again. Jesus will lift you high. Jesus will lift you high. What a great day. This is the day you have made. This is the week you have made. This is the month you have made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. In the name of Jesus, speak to us again, Lord. Send your word to us again, Lord. Reposition us again, Lord. Open the doors for us again, Lord. Make a way for us again, Lord. Put a new song in our mouth again, Lord. At the end of this Waymaker conference, cause everyone to dance for joy. Cause everyone to sing a new song. Thank you, Father. And the people of God, Trinity householders, shout a better amen. Trinity House, shout a bigger amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Help me to wake up somebody by your right, at your left side. Tell him loud and clear, the way maker will surprise you. I said, look at him, highball to highball. Tell him the way maker shall surprise you again. Look behind you, tell the person behind you. Tell him the way maker, we put a new song in your mouth. If you believe, shout a better amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. You may be seated. Turn your Bible with me to Exodus chapter 12. I'm going to read from verse 14. Exodus 12. We're going to read it together like a mass choir. Exodus chapter number 12. We will read it together like a mass choir. Are we ready? Exodus 12, verse 14. Hallelujah. Exodus 14, sorry. 14:12, sorry. Is this... No, that's where I'm going. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Media. That's not where I'm going on. Exodus 14. I read from verse 12. Exodus chapter 14.
Exodus ori kerinla.
Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt? Say, let us alone. Can we read it together? Let's take it together like a mass choir. One to go. Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt? Saying, leave us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians. For we had been better for us to serve the Egyptian than we should die in the wilderness. 13. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptian whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever.
Amen.
The last verse 14, can we read it together louder? The Lord shall fight for me and I shall hold my peace. Can you read that last verse together louder? The Lord shall fight for me
And I will hold my peace. Say it louder. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says,
Bibeli wipe,
God will fight for us.
Olorun yo ja fun wa.
This morning,
ni owuro ye,
I want to remind you again.
Mo fe ran leti le kan
se. About the way maker.
Ani nipa olulana ye.
I want to remind you us again.
Ani mo tun fe ko ye wa.
About the way maker.
Nipa olulana.
The one who specializes.
En to je pe ohun to
in doing the impossible.
Gogo ti ko se se yen ohun lo ma nse.
I send me to somebody here this morning.
Mo so fun e kan ni owuro ye.
Whether the devil like it or not, you will dance for
joy.
If you look at the passage we just read, you will notice that Israel has already left Egypt. Having left
Egypt
after the mighty hand of God, the Bible says that day they left Egypt, they poured the Egyptians. They did not leave Egypt empty-handed. They took everything. Their gold. The Bible said they spoiled the Egyptians. In other words, for all their labors of over 400 years, they took it back. They emptied their account of the Egyptians. And the Bible says, not long after they left, they were on their way out, moving to the promised land. They came again across the Red Sea. And this time around, this Red Sea was so awesome and mighty that they were looking, how do we escape this? They saw Pharaoh coming. And it's like Pharaoh was coming nearer. And here's the Red Sea ahead of them. How do we escape this? They look at Pastor Moses. Is this not what we are telling you?
It
would have been better you allow us die in Egypt for us to just be wasted here. I speak to somebody here today. Every waste that are pursuing your life, they shall be wasted. They ran after the Egyptians. After the Israelites. Why were they running after the Israelites? They suddenly discover nobody to shine their shoe. Nobody to wash their pampers. Wash their kitchens. Wash their toilets. Pick their piece. They say, come on, we have nobody again to do the foolish work for us. Let's go bring them back. That is what the enemy does. After your redemption, after they left Egypt, that is a picture of our redemption. Having left Egypt, the enemy wants you back. And that is why every day, you as a child of God, you must not be careless. Because life is a battlefield. Every day and night, the enemy work to make sure that you go back to your vomit. They left Egypt to the promised land. God brought them from darkness, brought you and I from darkness to enjoy his marvelous light. And the enemy is saying, I'm going to pursue them. I'm going to exert my power upon them. I'm going to bring them to their knees. I'm going to make them from. I'm going to make them eat their vomit. I'm going to make them beggars. I'm going to make sure their glory does not shine. That is why Paul says to Timothy, say, Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Your life is a threat. Everyone that is born again, the battle line is drawn. Listen to me and listen very well. The day you declare Jesus as Lord, the enemy take note of that decision. And he begins to walk to make sure you come back. Pharaoh ran after the Israelites.
So
you are coming back to serve us. You are coming back to be our slaves. You are coming back. We must dominate you. Child of God, whatever has been lord over your life, every dominion of wickedness, every dominion of sin, every dominion of poverty, before this meeting is over, power will change hands. You are not with me. I say, before this conference is over, power will change hands. You shall no longer be dominated. Whatever been dominating your life, tonight, today, before the meeting is over, I say from today, before the meeting is over, whatever has been dominating your life, power is changing hands. Those who have been oppressing you, you shall begin to oppress the oppressor. You shall begin to oppress the oppressor. Israel began to cry. Hey, how do we do it? They are coming behind. They are closer. How do we escape? Behind us, Pharaoh and the chariots, ahead of us, the Red Sea. How do we advance? They began to cry. They began to scream. They began to shout. Some of them look at Pastor Moses. JP, you have had your way. And we told you, you have left us. See how you have brought us. See how you have brought us to be wasted in this wilderness, to be destroyed. And why they were screaming, Moses said, fear not. Fear not. Fear not. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and sound mind. Am I talking to somebody here? I don't know your fear. I don't know the recipe in your own life. Your own recipe may be finance. Your whole resting may be financed. The woman in 1 Kings chapter 4, her whole resting was financed. The creditor came to her. Your husband is owing me. And because he did not pay me, I am going with your two boys. They will serve me. They will serve me till thy kingdom come. And the woman cried, ran to the prophet. You know my husband. The creditors have come. The only thing I have, they are taken away. I don't know how. I don't know when they will return. Listen to me, sons and daughters of God. Your resting may be money. Your resting may be health. Your resting may be career. But listen to me. That woman, that widow, had more than enough. Throughout, she had more than enough. Pay her debt and her surplus. The waymaker opened the doors, and she had more than enough. Sell the oil, pay the debts, have more than enough. What is your resting? What is that resting? Your own resting? I don't know. But the Bible told me about Jabez. In 1 Chronicles in chapter 4 verse 9, the Bible says Jabez was full of sorrow. Everywhere he entered, it was sorrow. It was pain. But one day, the way maker stepped in, and the man became more honorable than all the brethren. Today, I don't know what they call you, but God is changing your name today. Hey, somebody's not here. I said, God is changing your name today. You are no longer called Sickler. You shall no longer be called Sickler.
You shall no longer be called sorrow. You shall no longer be called barren. Because God, the way maker, is stepping in today. What is your resting? What is that resting? Confronting your life? Is it financial
racing?
Is it marital
racing?
Is it academic
racing?
Is it in your health? Moses told the people, fear not. And I'm happy to announce, Trinity family, fear not. Fear not. You will sing a new song. Trinity family, fear not. Tell somebody by your side, fear not. God will fight for you. God will fight for you. And you shall hold your peace. Please tell him God will fight for you. You will hold your peace. You will not lose your joy. You will not lose your home. You will not lose your children. You will not lose your career. This morning, your tears shall become laughter. I say your tears shall become laughter. When the Israelites began to cry, how do we come out? Why now? We thought we have escaped from Egypt. We thought we are out. We thought we have been saved. Which one be this one like? Sometimes I need to tell you this. Sometimes the battles of your life is as a result of the weight of the glory. Hebrews chapter 12. The Bible says in verse 2, looking unto Jesus, who for the joy. Maybe I bring it up. Hebrews chapter 12. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher, who for the joy that was set before him. What did Jesus do? He endured the cross. He despised the shame. Why? Because there's a glory ahead. Now listen to me very well. Many times, the battle is because of the glory. Am I talking to somebody here? The battle is because of the glory. Every glory carrier will attract the enemy. What did I say? Every glory carrier, we attract opposition. The glory was so much upon Joseph. See what Joseph went through. But did Joseph not enter where God wants him to enter? Did Joseph not become the head? Did Joseph not become the prime minister? Those who thought they have killed him because of the glory. What happened to them? They bowed down. What are we afraid of? They all went on the floor. Can I announce to somebody here? Every force, every gang up against God's glory upon your life, they will fall down and die. Every glory carrier will attract opposition. Why they left Egypt celebrating it, singing and dancing, they were surprised. Let's see again. How do I come out of this? But God allowed the resting. Am I talking to somebody here? Because if no resting, how will they know him as a way maker? Am I talking to somebody here? If not the rest, how will they know God as the way maker? Sometimes he allowed the rest. He allowed the rest of finance so that you can know him as a financial way maker. Sometimes he allowed the rest. He allowed the rest so that your testimony can draw men to him. Today, everyone who has seen your tears, everyone who has seen your tears, they will gather to celebrate with you. I told you yesterday, this Christmas shall be the best you have ever enjoyed. Because they will see a new glory. They will see the finger of God. The rest will part way. And and you will celebrate in the name of Jesus. So sometimes God allowed the mercy so that you can know him as the way maker. The rest is not to kill you. The rest is not to swallow you. The rest is to swallow your enemy. So the rest is necessary. The rest is necessary sometimes. Because at the rest, that is where the enemy was killed. Your enemy will die in that rest. The rest is not meant to kill you. The rest is to produce unquestionable testimony. Who am I talking to this morning? The recipe is to produce unquestionable, undeniable testimonies that will make men say, your God is a way maker. I don't know who I'm talking to today. The recipe will not kill you. The recipe will not swallow you. The rest is meant to swallow Pharaoh, to swallow Sharon, to swallow your fear, to swallow your enemies, to swallow your limitation, to swallow your obstacle. I am happy to announce to somebody else, the Egyptian you see today, you shall see them no more. Rise on your feet and say louder, the Egyptian I see today, I shall see no more. Look at somebody, say, the Egyptian you see today, you shall see no more. I want to hear your voice. The Egyptian you see today, you shall see no more. Your fear will die in the Red Sea. Your enemy will die in the Red Sea. The wasters will be dead in the Red Sea. This morning, wave your hand to the Lord. I say, Lord, thank you, because my peace, I will not lose my peace. I will hold my peace, because you have promised you will fight for me. Thank you, Father, for your promise to fight for me. He says, I will fight for you. You shall hold your peace. Lift your voice and tell him, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for fighting my battle. Thank you for taking over my enemies. Thank you for making a way. You are not a man that will lie. You are not a man that will repent. What you say you will do is what you are doing this morning. Let God hear your voice. Appreciate him. Something is about to happen. Something is about to happen. Something is about to happen. Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you. Began a good work in you. Yes. He who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it. He does start a good work. He is faithful to complete it. He that began the good work. I want to sing that song one more time. He began a good work
in you.
He began a good work in you. As we call upon him this moment, I sang that song to remind you something. He can't bring you out to that Red Sea to waste you. The Red Sea is to display his wonders. The Red Sea is to kill your enemies. He can't bring you from darkness to darkness. He brought us from darkness. Took us away from Egypt. To manifest his glory. And that is why your heart must be guided. See him who has brought you this far, completing what he has begun. I am so confident of this that you cannot finish this meeting. You can't finish this 7 days
meeting.
And your life, your business, your family will remain the same. As a student, as a family, I am so sure of this, that before this meeting is over, testimonies will keep meeting testimonies in your mouth.
You are not here.
Before this, testimonies in your mouth. Testimonies. We meet testimonies in your mouth. Oh my God. Testimonies. We meet testimonies in your mouth. Testimonies. We meet testimonies. For God to make a way for you. As we go into this prayer this morning, you need him in your life. For God to make expressway in the rest. Pharaoh thought he thought the expressway was meant for them. So why did you go and dancing on it and moving and going? They themselves enter.
But suddenly they decide that they won't become a roofer.
By the time the Israelites have gone, God said, Moses,
stretch
the rod. The Red Sea covered them. Hey! The Red Sea will swallow your enemies. That is why I said, for God to make a way. Egyptians did not pass that expression. The way was open for
them.
If you know you are not born again, can I pray for you first? Wherever you are, just raise your hand. You are the reason for this conference. I want to pray for you to be sure that every one of us, we are qualified, guaranteed for the way maker to work. You are here, you want to be born again. You want to be born again. You want to turn your back from the world to the way maker. Raise your hand, let me pray for you. Father, I pray for those and lift it up, Peter. Lift it up. Wherever you are, lift it up. It is risky for you not to have Jesus. But when you have Jesus, God open the doors. Make the way in the Red Sea. Are you here? Lift up that hand well. Let me pray for you. Okay, means every one of us here, we are born again. Great. Lift your hand now and say, Father, I want to hear you loud and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, from today, every Red Sea, I can't hear your voice. Every Red Sea, challenging your promise, challenging your words in my life. Arise, and make a way. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Every Red Sea financial, every Red Sea your home, Red Sea your career, make a way, Lord. Make a way now. Make a way now. Make a way now. Make a way now. Make a winner. Open your mouth and pray. Elabada katosa, mekarata suprekaya, merusi farataya, ebalade kosupreya, Make a way. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. Arise, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Arise, King of Glory. Arise, Ancient of Days. Arise in your power. 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 Make a way where there seems to be no way. And the people of God shout a better amen. We are going to decree. Pharaoh was stubborn. If he's a reasonable man, you saw how God killed all the firstborn. Yet, after a few hours, you still pursue them. You are going to prophesy. You are going to pray. Every stubborn enemies, I can't hear your voice. Say louder, very louder. Every stubborn enemies pursuing my glory. I want to hear you louder. Every stubborn enemies pursuing my glory. Every stubborn enemy running after my glory. Your time is over. Expire. Open your mouth and pray. Every stubborn enemy aparata shataya pursuing my glory, the glory of my family, the glory of my ministry, the glory of my business, the glory of my destiny. Every stubborn enemy, mekapato sataya, e parato siata, e parate kaposute, e barate kayande ye. Lord arise. 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 Every stubborn enemy pursuing my glory, pursuing your glory, the glory of my home, the glory of your family, the glory of your business, the glory of your family, the glory of your career. Every push, every power, stubborn enemies, stubborn enemies pursuing your glory. Lord, arise. We command them to expire. We command them to expire. We command them to expire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let me hear you say, oh Lord. I can't hear you say that, oh Lord. This last month of 2025, this last month of 2025, arise, make me unstoppable. Oh Lord, arise. This last month of 2025, make me unstoppable. I'm going forward. Make me unstoppable. I'm making progress. I will make progress. I will make progress. Make me unstoppable in my business, in my ministry, in my career. Make me unstoppable. Make me unstoppable. Make me unstoppable. Oh Lord, this month, this last month of 2025, make me my business, my ministry, my career. Make me unstoppable. Lord, make me unstoppable. This last month, this is the last month. Make me unstoppable. Make me unstoppable. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let me hear three louder amen and one fire.
Fire.
Somebody shout that fire.
Fire.
Open your mouth, say, my father, my father. I decree in the name of Jesus, every spirit of death, every harrow of death flying about, I forbid you in my home. Every harrow of death, spirit spirit of death operating in this last month. Not my blood, not the blood of my home, not the blood of my husband, not the blood of my son, not the blood of my daughter. Are you praying or you are looking? I can't hear your voice. I can't hear your voice. Ayadana Madosoha. Not my blood. Arrows of death. Arrows of death. Flying up and down. Arrows of death. Arrows of kidnap. Arrows of banditry. Flying up and down. Not my blood. Not my family. Not my wife. Not my son. Are you praying? Open your mouth. I want to hear your voice. Not your life, not your home, not your spouse, not your children. You will not die, you will live. No loss. So shall it be.
Ben, yori.
So shall it be.
Ben, yori.
Can I hear three louder amen? I want fire.
Amen. Amen. Fire.
Please, we have one more prayer. You're going to speak again. Say, my father, I decree and I declare. Come and say, I decree and I declare. Any power anywhere assigned to stop my glory. I can't hear you. Say that. My father, in the name of Jesus, I decree in the name of Jesus, any power anywhere assigned to stop my glory, to stop my progress, to stop my advancing, to stop my promotion. Expire! Let them expire. I want to hear your voice. Come and lift your voice. They must expire. Your glory must shine. The year King Uzziah died, Isaiah saw the Lord. The year King Uzziah died, Isaiah saw the Lord. Today, any man, any power assigned to stop your glory from shining, today we command them to expire. Me parosiata ayada do tekete e prakosi katoa. Expire. Expire. Any power assigned to stop my glory, the glory of my children, the glory of my destiny, enough is enough. Expire. Iparatatapata. Ekapatoso do meneketa. Yes. You must advance. You must succeed. Anyone monitoring your life, monitoring your glory, we command them to expire. Let the ground open and swallow them. You will reach your goal. You will fulfill destiny. You must shine your shine. Come and pray. Yes. You must shine your shine. Those who want you not to shine. Those who want to stop your glory. Anyone that want to stop your glory. The ground must open and swallow them. In the name of Jesus. Let God arise and the enemy be scattered. Let God arise and the enemy be scattered. Let God arise. Let God arise and his enemy be scattered. Oh Lord.
Oh Lord, arise.
I want to hear your voice louder. Say, Father,
it's
my turn to shine. I want to hear you louder. Say, Father, my Father, my Father, it's my turn to shine. Father, I speak over everyone here. Somebody's here, the Lord shall tell you. Everyone behind the smoke. Everyone behind the trouble. Everyone behind the battle. That have caused you tears. They will not see 2026. I don't know you. But that's what the Lord is saying. Those who are behind the tears. Those who are saying you will not have peace. They will not see the new year with you. I speak into your body right now. The healing anointing is heavier now. The healing anointing is heavy now. Any part of your body that have been malfunctioning, place your right hand there now. Your right arm, put it there. Jesus. Jesus. I cause the roots of that infirmity. I cause the roots of that infirmity. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. I command right now, you spirit of infirmity, I speak to you right now. You spirit they call fibroid, I speak to you right now. Every form of malfunctioning that has caused delay of fertility in your life, by the authority in the name of Jesus, receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. Receive your healing now. Your bone receive life. Your womb receive life. Your heart receive life. Your kidney receive life. Every migraine headache, every heat upon your head, barato sataba, yereketu seniana, metepaku seniana nose, be healed right now. Be healed right now. Be healed right now. Every strange movement in your heart, every strange movement in your body, by the power that parted the Red Sea, I release that power now. By the power that raised up Jesus from the grave, receive power. Receive it. 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 Yes, 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 yes. Holy Spirit, breathe upon your sons, breathe upon your daughter. Whatever the enemy has planted, uproot it right now. Flush it out. 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 I command you out. We are the one of the king. He says power. Come out. Carry your load and go. This body is not your place. This body belongs to Jesus. Carry your load and go right now. Yes. Check your body now. Check. Something is happening. What you have not been able to do, do it now. Do it now. You can't bend. Bend. You can't breathe. Breathe. Whatever you have not been able to do before, practicalize it. We are talking about the way maker. Yes, do it. Bend down. Carry that book without your eyeglass. Read it. Read it. Read it. Something is happening. Receive your miracle. Receive your own miracle. Receive your own miracle. Receive your own miracle. That strange movement, you shall see no more. You shall see no more. You shall see no more. I cover your miracles with the blood of Jesus. When we meet in the evening by 5, you will share your testimony. Don't come alone in the evening, because something, an unusual thing, is going to take place. This evening, God told me specifically that the bondage of poverty, the stronghold of poverty, financial mess, shall be dealt with this evening. Invite anyone you know at all. Let them come. The way maker will surprise you. That's all. I was using a car under pilot. And I'm an evangelist, I'm always moving around. The car is always embarrassing me. One day, I just said, I'm going to go and pack it for the mechanic. Sell it. Do what I want and sell it. You know what happened, sir? I was going that day. I never know one man is driving behind me. The man just saw the sticker on the back glass, and he just snapped the picture of the sticker. I don't even know. I was just going my own. Father, this car, I'm dropping it. Let them sell it. Bring another one. I didn't know, just something casual like that. Somebody's behind me. I don't know. You know what happened the next day? I just saw one man. Drove into the church premise. I was even sleeping. And I've told the baby of theirs, nobody should wake me up. I want to sleep. After a VG, Bible college, I want to sleep. No, wake me up. Anybody can tell him to come after service, I'll see them. Sir, the man waited for 3 hours. The baby of theirs came and knocked the door. Daddy, this man has been waiting 3 hours. You need to come attend to him. I don't know what happened. He refused to talk to me. I came out. Sir, I hope there's no problem. My daughter, I told her not to wake me. Sorry. I hope there's no problem. He said, no. My God commanded me that I should not come until I see you and drop this car key for you. I said, does your God know me? He said, no, sir. He doesn't know you, sir. We just saw you on the road. He took the phone and showed me the picture. He said, is this not your car? We saw this under pilot. This on speaker is on it like this. You were going. My guy just says, you snap the car. How do you know? Yeah, he said, no. We use the sticker, we zoom it, and we got the address from the sticker. And we told Google Map to take us to where the church is. Google Map brought them. Sir, see, I'm talking to you now. Till now, I don't know who brought the car. Whether it's tall, whether it's black, whether it's yellow. I'm telling you about somebody. This God is a
winmaker.
Nothing he cannot do. Believe God. Impossible shall be possible. This conference is your own time to shine. See you in the evening.
Carry on.
We sure hope you have been blessed by the teaching of the Word of God. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So, don't stop listening to the Word of God. For more messages from us, visit our website www.thf.org.ng. You can also follow us on all our social media platforms @thfchurchng.